passage I read from the Talmud as a teen. Who is evil? A rabbi asks his students. After rumination, the answer comes. He who borrows and does not repay. That statement must be understood on many levels, but one cannot neglect the material level. Keep in mind that debts mean not only monetary borrowings, but also deadlines or obligations in any area of life where you've given your word. If you've vowed to complete a task, even a seemingly small domestic chore, or to show up at a certain time, then do so. You'd be surprised how carefully people note such things, including your family. However you see yourself, you are evaluated and defined by your incremental workaday ethics. Whether you are aware, you also experience your own sense of performance and reliability internally. This can feed feelings of shame and anger, or of dignity and rightness. It is, of course, natural to excuse yourself for those times when you feel justifiably late or in default on a commitment. Aren't there exceptions for unforeseen circumstance? Yes, but you should always be very disciplined about such cases. As a friend once put it, the only real emergency is a medical emergency. Consider this before you delay a debt, project, or commitment. Clausen helped clarify another principle for me. You should dedicate twice as much money to your debts as to your savings. Immediately save your 10%, he wrote, but 20% should go toward debt. Debt is intrinsically a drain, both in terms of interest and reputation, as well as credit score. Because the chapters in The Richest Man in Babylon were first issued as individual pamphlets, there is some redundancy in the book. This is somewhat relieved by Clausen's device of using a series of dramatized parables and dialogues. For this reason, the book is especially ripe for condensation. This condensed classics edition contains all the lessons of the original, but with repetition, wordiness, or superfluous passages reduced. You will find that Clausen's lessons retain all of their original usefulness and power. Rediscovering this book has clarified important lessons for me and put me on firmer financial footing. I hope it does the same for you and more. Mitch Horowitz. Forward. Our prosperity as a nation depends upon the personal financial prosperity of each of us as individuals. This book deals with the personal successes of each of us. Success means accomplishments as the result of our own efforts and abilities. Proper preparation is the key to our success. Our acts can be no wiser than our thoughts. Our thinking can be no wiser than our understanding. This book of cures for lean purses has been termed a guide to financial understanding. That indeed is its purpose, to offer to those who are ambitious for financial success insight that will help them acquire money, keep money, and make their surpluses earn more money. In the pages which follow, we are taken back to Babylon, the cradle in which was nurtured the basic principles of finance, now recognized and used the world over. Babylon became the wealthiest city of the ancient world because its citizens were the richest people of their time. They appreciated the value of money. They practiced sound financial principles in acquiring money, keeping money, and making their money earn more money. They provided for themselves what we all desire, incomes for the future. George S. Clausen. Chapter 1. The Man Who Desired Gold. Ban-Seir, the chariot builder of Babylon, was thoroughly discouraged. From his seat upon the low wall surrounding his property, he gazed sadly at his simple home and the open workshop in which stood a partially completed chariot. His wife frequently appeared at the open door. Her furtive glances in his direction reminded him that the meal bag was almost empty, and he should be at work finishing the chariot.